Somebody approached me with an interesting question about the title of the first album, Freak Out, and the whole idea of psychedelic songs. What is a person?
You realize there wasn't any prior to this. And if you ask about have we influenced the market, stop and think about how many times you've seen that in places like sports columns, freak out sales, and weirdness upon weirdness, and we have had lawsuit upon lawsuit against these people. This is a copyrighted term. Those of you out there who might be planning to use the word freak out in conjunction with some business, naughty, naughty, will sue you to death. A magazine was about to go onto the market called Freak Out USA, and they have received a telegram saying cease and desist, you fools, because it will cost you a great quantity of money. Somehow or another, this group, which many people felt had no commercial potential whatsoever, have managed to influence some very important areas of American life, and nobody will really be able to analyze the full impact of the Mothers of Invention for at least 5 years when you can sit back and see it all in perspective.
I think that probably the Stravinsky influence probably popped up on the second album. But I'd say there's a certain Varezian aroma to the introduction to Who Are the Brain Police.